Jeff Rubin, Punctuation Man, founder, National Punctuation Day, calling from Pinole, California.
Well, the first question is, why is there a need for Punctuation Day?
Because punctuation, spelling, and grammar skills are deteriorating among young people and even adults. So everybody needs to be reminded now and then about how to do things right. So this is my way of reminding people that literacy counts.
Now, to what do you attribute the decline of punctuation, spelling, and grammar? Is it this day and age of all the quick communication on email and people just don't care anymore?
Well, it's that, and it's text messaging, and it's sloppy writing on email. But I think it really started about 30 years ago with the introduction of the method of whole language teaching in the schools. Whole language, the whole emphasis was on children expressing themselves. And they felt that if the kids could express themselves, the grammar and the spelling and the punctuation would come. Kind of like that movie with Kevin Costner where he said, if you build it, he will come. In this case, they felt as long as the kiddies can express themselves, everything else will come. Well, it didn't come. And so now we have a generation not only of young people who can't express themselves properly with spelling and grammar and punctuation, but we have a lot of teachers who came up in that system, and they weren't taught the basics either. So now, for example, in states like Texas, they have to go back to class and get continuing education on how to teach the basics, because 2 years ago, the Texas State School Board scrapped the whole language method of teaching, and they went back to the basics.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I was a teacher 15 years ago, and that was the big thing, whole language. And, you know, I came from this business, went into teaching, and now I'm back in this business because I had first graders. I could not, you know, through my teeth say, wow, you have the K sound and the T sound when you spell cat, K-T. That's good. Just made no sense to me. But,
that's right.
So
my wife and I, a couple of years ago, we started an assembly program for kids in grades K through 6. We call it punctuation playtime. We dress up in silly costumes. I wear a red cape with an exclamation point on the back, and I call myself Punctuation Man. We go into schools, and it's a 45-minute assembly. We teach the kids 13 punctuation marks. We teach them a rap song. We play games like the punctuation relay and pin the punctuation mark on the sentence. And you would be stunned how much the kids retain after 45 minutes. We make it fun. We make it easy for them to learn, and they're receptive, and they do learn. We run into these kids in later grades. Sometimes we'll go into a school a year or two later, and the kids will remember us because they had us a year or two before. And they know all the answers. They remembered what we taught them.
Now, what can people do to celebrate Punctuation Day?
Well, I like to start my day with a bagel and a cup of coffee and then grab my digital camera and drive around and take photographs of incorrectly punctuated signs. And if the owners of those businesses are there, I like to go inside and tell them. I'm normally met with a less than receptive reception when I do this. But I'm already in a good mood because I had the bagel and the cup of coffee, so it doesn't bother me. For everyone else, I think, you know, if they could just take one day to concentrate on their language skills, I think it will help them the entire year.
So you're not suggesting that they walk into places of business or things like that. What about just perhaps picking up, and this happens to me all the time, you pick up the local paper?
Oh, happens to, you know, that's how this holiday got started. I'm an ex-journalist. I worked for the New York Post. I worked at a paper in Connecticut and out here in California. When I got out of the business 30 years ago, I'm still a newsman at heart. And I'd sit at the table with a red pen, and I'd redline the paper. It looked like I popped a vein. I'd start using a lot of profanity. My wife got angry at me. Find another way to channel your aggression. And it was about that time I found out about Chase's calendar of events. I submitted National Punctuation Day. They accepted it, and the rest is history.
So there's a website that people can go to find out suggestions for correct punctuation
use? NationalPunctuationDay.com. There are separate pages for the correct use of each of 13 different punctuation marks. There's a resources page. There are numerous pages of how schools and businesses are celebrating National Punctuation Day. And there's also numerous pages on incorrectly punctuated signs that people have sent me from all over the world.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, it's the it's thing. The incorrect use of the apostrophe. It drives me nuts. It's outside of the period, which means stop. It's so simple. Here's the rule. If it's plural, there's no apostrophe. How hard is that? And yet, that is the most common error I see. Apples, APPLE apostrophe S. It's infuriating. Makes me want to switch fruits.
I see all the time, well, CDs.
CDs. There you go. DVDs. The 1990s apostrophe S. The apostrophe is not possessive. IT apostrophe S is not possessive.
That's right. Well, this is a day I can get behind.
You know, most journalists can't get behind this day.
Yeah, it's a fun day. Outside, you say that the apostrophe is the biggest offender, the errant apostrophe. What are some other ones that you see that just makes your blood boil?
Homophones, like there, and there. Or your, Y-O-U-R, and Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Every week I get an email from somebody at City Hall in Pinole. And I said, the city manager's weekly report. And I send an email back and I say, thank you. And I get an email back that says, you're welcome, Y-O-U-R.
Do you correct them?
It's very, no, you know, I have corrected the city manager on a number of occasions on misspelled words and incorrect punctuation, and it's not going to happen. So I've given up.
All right. Well, I'm sure that lots of people will be celebrating, and we'll get the word out there.
I hope so. You know, I get thousands of emails from people, especially this time of year. So I know folks are celebrating all over the world. I got an email today from someone who I hadn't heard from before, who said, "Dear Jeff, just found your website. I feel like I've come in from the cold."
There's a haiku contest, right? Is that new?
There is a haiku contest, and I have been flooded with haikus. I probably have 500 of them. Interestingly, there's an elementary school in Glenview, Illinois, which is just a little north of Chicago. There's a person there named Gene Mahoney who teaches gifted children, and I've received about 30 haikus from her students. These are kids in third through fifth grade.
Do you have a favorite, or can you give me an example?
I can't. Not in front of the computer right now,
so
I can't do it. But I am impressed that kids 8, 9, and 10 even know what a haiku is, let alone being able to write one.
About punctuation.
So I think the movement's alive and well, and there are a lot of teachers out there who subscribe to my newsletter. So I know there are a lot of folks concerned, and those are the people who really make the difference. I mean, I just have this silly little holiday. It's the teachers who drive it home.
All righty. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing except happy National Punctuation Day. And let's all pray for good literacy, good communication skills.
All right. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much.
Not at all.
When will this air, by the way?
It'll air tomorrow.
Okay.
We don't have a particular time. I'll be using sound bites.
Okay.
So it'll be probably throughout the day.
We have a local CBS affiliate out here, so KCBS.
Oh, KCBS, yes. They use our stuff all the time.
Yes.
So
alrighty.
I'll probably hear it either on the top of the hour or they may use it and intersperse it with their own reports.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I have to tell you, just between you and me, I get interviewed all over the world. Tomorrow I'm doing NPR. I've been interviewed by a South Korean paper, a journalist in Malta, England, Canada. None of the local media outlets write anything about National Punctuation Day. It's almost as if you have to be from somewhere else to get in the local paper. I mean, it's just so odd that KCBS doesn't do anything, and yet National CBS does.
Well, I guess, yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what the phenomenon is, but I am grateful. Thank you for spreading the word.